Genesis chapter 38. And it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brothers, and turned into a certain Edomite, whose name was Hirah. And Judah saw there was a daughter of a certain Canaanite, whose name was Shuah. And he took her, and went in to her. And she conceived, and bare a son, and he called his name Ur. She conceived again, and bore a son, and she called his name Onan. And she yet again conceived, and bore a son, and called his name Shelah. And he was at Shezib when she bore him. And Judah took a wife for his firstborn, whose name was Tamar. And Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord killed him. And Judah said unto Onan, Go into your brother's wife, and marry her, and raise up seed to your brother. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his, and it came to pass, when he went in to his brother's wife, that he spilled it on the ground, lest that he should give seed to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord, wherefore he killed him also. Then said Judah to Tamar his daughter-in-law, Remain a widow in your father's house, till Shelah my son be grown. For he said, Lest peradventure he die also, as his brothers did. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. And in process of time the daughter of Shuah, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted, and went up to his sheep-shearers to Timnah, he and his friend Hirah the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, Look, your father-in-law goes up to Timnah to shear his sheep. And she put her widow's garments off from her, and covered herself with a veil, and wrapped herself, and sat in an open place, which is by the way to Timnah. And she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given unto him to wife. And when Judah saw her, he thought her to be a harlot, because she covered her face. And he turned unto her by the way, and said, Go to, I pray thee, let me come in to you. For he knew not she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, What will you give me, that you may come in to me? And he said, I will send you a kid from the flock. And she said, Will you give me a pledge till you send it? And he said, What pledge shall I give you? And she said, Your signet, and your bracelets, and the staff that is in your hand. And he gave it her, and came unto her, and she conceived by him. And she arose, and went away, and laid by her veil from her, and put on the garments of her widowhood. And Judah sent the kid by the hand of his friend, the Adullamite, to receive his pledge from the woman's hand. But he found her not. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, Where is the harlot that was openly by the wayside? And they said, There was no harlot in this place. And he returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. And also the men of the place said that there was no harlot in this place. And Judah said, Let her take it to her, lest we be shamed. Look, I sent this kid, and you have not found her. And it came to pass about 3 months after that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar, your daughter-in-law, has played the harlot. And also, look, she is with child by whoredom. And Judah said, Bring her forth, and let her be burnt. And when she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, By the man whose these are, I am with child. And she said, Discern, I pray you, whose these are, the signet, the bracelets, and the staff. And Judah acknowledged them, and said, She has been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah my son. And he knew her again no more. And it came to pass in the time of her travail that, look, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, This came out first. And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, that, look, his brother came out. And she said, How hast you broken forth? This breach be upon thee. Therefore his name was called Phares. And afterward came out his brother, that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zerah.